It's transmutation time, energetic alchemy for an amazing life. Your past can stick with you, and most of the time it's subconscious. You don't even know that it's happening. Let Kelly Kay and Dr. Pat help bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow. You have the power to shift your energetic ties to the past and thereby shift your life. Stop being stuck in your karmic patterns and transmute your pain or unhealthy ways of being into wisdom and joy. Are you ready to live a more conscious life, to act instead of react, to be present and balanced even in the face of challenges? It's time to turn trauma into transcendence. Transmutation time, energetic alchemy for an amazing life with Kelly Kay starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Happy New Year. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I have the honor of really sharing this stage with Kelly Kay. And I want to tell you why this is an honor for me today. First, let me tell you about Kelly Kay and who she is. First of all, when I think about if I had to look at my life and take a minute to think about who I perhaps wanted to become, or who perhaps I wanted to learn about holistic living in the way they've learned, I think of her. She's one of the people that come to mind. Kelly Kay is one of the people that come to mind. And even though this is our second or third show, I think, when you take a look at her life and what her passion is, it reminds me of what we are committing to this year on the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. So when Kelly Kay says, I am the person that is here to assist people through rapid changes of awareness that are happening on the planet at this time, and then goes on to talk about, I do that through, whether you go to my website, enlightenedmedicine.com, but I also do it through transmutation time. See, this is the name of her show. But when you think about this, there's an energetic process, and there's an energetic process in the world of healing. And we're going to dig deep into that. But Happy New Year to Benny. Happy New Year to Jacob. Great year. Benny, I'm not even going to ask you what you think, how many years you think this is for us together, but you can do the math on that. And what an honor, Kelly Kay, what an honor to be doing this show with you to really launch 2022. And I want to start off with this question for you. People said to me, hey, now this is some people that know me. So if you're wondering who they're talking to, they're talking to me. Hey, Basili, what are you going to do for 2022? What's your big theme? You always come up with these borderline cheesy, catchy, like little, right? And I said, that is easy. For me, it's 2022. It's all about you, but it's all about the new you. It's all about the renewed you. And so today, you're talking about the energetic process of transmutation. I am referencing it, but I don't know enough about it. And so tell me why you and I maybe didn't get it to it at the same way or the same place. But what's firing you up now about sharing this energetic process about transmutation? And happy new year to the new you in 2022. I know it is a little cheesy, right? Okay.
It's great. I love it because it does give us an opportunity, you know, to really take a moment and think about what are we doing? And because we're creatures of habit, right? And a lot of the times in the year, we're busy working, we're busy raising our kids, whatever is happening. And before we know it, months have flown by, right? And there's something about the new year that makes us pause and say, wait, let me review. Let me think about how I spend my time. What am I doing with my energy and with my free time? And this is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to really take a moment and say, is working on myself a priority? And I remember actually when we first connected, you shared that you kind of had this feeling of like, the time is now. And I remember you saying that, right? The time is now. And that you're like, I don't even know fully what that means yet. Yeah. And I have been feeling that so strongly the past couple of weeks, where to me it feels like the time to really work on connecting to the true you, you know, the inner you, whatever that means to you, your higher self, your authentic self. The time is now. And a lot of us do put it on the back burner. We think we're too busy with our life. And I understand a lot of people's lives are very busy, but we have to decide that this is a priority and that we can set aside the time to do this kind of work, because ultimately, and of course I'm biased, this is my profession, this is my life, I live it, I breathe it every day, right? But this is one of the most important things that you can do for yourself, is to transmute stuff from the past that is making you energetically heavy, that is bringing baggage, that is stopping you from really being able to discover, you know, who am I and what do I want out of this life? Because often we are just kind of running off of programs of, you know, what our parents have told us and friends and media and things like that. And we have to peel all of that away. And really, that only then is it possible to listen to your true authentic heart, you know, of like, well, what is speaking to me? What is calling to me? And I have noticed a lot of people reaching out and saying the same thing, right? Of like, you know, I've been putting it off for too long. I've been having this calling to explore my spirituality or to do some energetic healing. But, you know, they've been putting it off for years or decades sometimes. And they're saying now, I know that the time is now. And I just feel that so strongly for all of you. So if any of you listening has been on the fence or kind of thinking, ah, maybe I'll get to that, you know, when my kids grow up and go to college or this and that, to me, it's like, no, there's no need to wait. The yeah. time is now.
Yeah. And I want to invite everybody listening to the show out there. I want to make sure you know, throughout these shows that we're doing on the Dr. Patro platform throughout the year, every show is a live call-in show. And even if I don't say it, it is. Because one of the things we're serious about is we really mean it. 2222 is all about you. And it's so important for us to recognize who you are, where you are, and to be able to help you, really, if it's just a handout, or maybe Kelly Kay has something that she can do to help you in this moment, because that is her gift, you know. So I wanted to say to all of you, 1-800-930-2819, and Jacob is also monitoring, or Olivia, somebody is monitoring Facebook, and they'll put in the chat if there are comments, if there are questions, or if there are things you want to bring forward. I want to hit you up with this before, you know, too long goes out. I was just on another show earlier today, and I was asked what my message is for 2022. And I can't even, I don't even remember what I said. I think Jessica's going to pull it off and we're going to capture it. It's a message for us. I was asked about the network, but it's really bigger than that for me. And it is a time to glow, G-L-O-W, that word, glow.
Love it.
Now, maybe I got that from watching the reality show where they blow glass and it's called Glow Up. I love that show. Okay. But I love it. And I watched that process in that show. And people work with the material and totally transmute it. It's completely transmuted. I mean, anybody that watches anything that is made like that, and certainly there are people that do shows like that with us that are all about that. But the process of transmutation, we are in front of every day. But we don't know that we are. And I would love for you to talk to this. I would love for you to help us understand what happens to us when we're stuck in that untransmuted energy.
Right. And a lot of people, I think, can feel it without necessarily knowing how to put words to it. Like you said, there's a feeling of life just isn't flowing. People can feel uninspired. They can feel tired, or a feeling that they've lost their joy, their spark. So when you say glow, absolutely. I believe that, in humans were meant to shine, and not that we are supposed to feel happy 24/7. I don't know that that's realistic, but that we have a drive, something that calls us, a soul purpose. And a lot of people ask me, you know, they want me to tell them what their soul purpose is, or should they, you know, leave XYZ relationship or change career or things like that. And to me, it's not my job or anyone else's job, really, to tell you what to do with your life. It's about helping you listen to the inner knowing within your own heart of what will bring you that spark back. And that process requires a transmutation, a complete change sometimes of things that have happened to you, stories that you've listened to about who you are or who you can be or should be. All of that needs to change and transform into something so different that you can then be something so different. And so it's an energetic shift. It's a whole paradigm shift. And that's why the energy work I do is called New Paradigm, because you truly see yourself and your life from such a different perspective that it's almost like sometimes people don't recognize themselves from, you know, a few years ago, because it's been, everything has been so completely transmuted that they kind of look back and they're like, how was I even living that way before? I don't even know how I put up with that, you know, and it's really wonderful to see that when that happens.
I love the way you talk about it. And I know we're going to take a break in a minute. I would just want to say to everybody, somebody said I say this every year. It's probably true, because every year I have a fresh perspective on things, right? And one of the things that I look at now, since we came up with this 2022, it's all about you, the new you, the renew you. People have been asking me what I mean. And so usually my answer is, that didn't come from me. That came from spirit. All I know is that our guidance and direction of everything we're going to do in the network has got to address Kelly Kay. It's got to address Benny. It's got to address every member of the most fantastic audience on the planet. It's got to really be in service of that. And I don't know specifically, except that I know two things. But what if we were to collectively come together? And I'd love for you to talk about this when we come back. What if we collectively had that energy and truly leaned in to the love and gratitude of what that means to have even a moment of time, just 60 seconds, be about someone else? What does that look like? Now, I'm not saying we don't take care of ourselves, because right. I got an appointment with Mary Jane today. But what if we could do that, truly be there, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul? When we come back, Kelly Kay is going to take us through the energy of what this means to not just be in that energy and that awe of transmutation, but how very practical it is. How very practical it is to watch a glass blower take something, take sand, take material, and turn it into something. What Kelly Kay does is she works with people in a way that helps us all understand that we can take a very cold, closed down heart, as we like to say, crust it over, and change it and transmute it. When we come back, we're going to talk about how does it really work in your day-to-day life. Kelly Kay joining me here today. For those of you out there, if you want to find more about her, it's so easy. Go to enlightenmedicine.com. Go check that out. And you will find everything she does. But she'll tell you this. She knows you know yourself better than she does. But she's a fantastic guide. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I want to just say to everybody that this is Transmutation Time with Kelly Kay. I'm Dr. Pat. This is about energetic alchemy for an amazing life. You know, Kelly Kay, before we go back and we start to talk a little bit more about untransmuted past and how we can make this work in the real practical world when changes happen, how do people find out about you? And tell people a little bit, I know you're going to share some stories, so they'll find out then, but tell people a little bit about what you've said yes to in this world to do.
Absolutely. So my website that you mentioned before, enlightenmedicine.com, it describes a lot of my trainings over the years and how I was guided to it. And to me, you know, the universe, there are no accidents. And I never would have expected, I didn't plan when I was 20 years old, right, to be doing shamanic work or energetic transmutation or anything like that. It was something that evolved when I followed my interests and my curiosity. And I do think it's interesting that the universe kind of led me to something that I could accept, you know, something that felt like, yeah, that fits my worldview enough, but it also pushed my boundaries a little bit. And then that led to the next thing and the next thing. And before I knew it, I'm involved in all of these things that, you know, 15 years ago, I may have said, oh, that's too woo-woo, or that's too out there, or how could that possibly help people? But I saw it in action. And so the more I dove into the reality that energy is real, I could feel it. To me, it's a palpable kinesthetic thing that I can feel either over a distance or as I'm standing near someone, and then seeing it, you know, kind of through my third eye and observing people change afterwards really let me know this is real, and this is something that we have kind of lost. And, you know, shamanic practices used to be the go-to for healing, right, for many thousands of years. And for whatever reason, it kind of went by the wayside, and bringing it back can help so many different people, you know. And I've seen it time and again, and I can share some, you know, specific examples here where I worked with a woman, for example, who had to leave a really difficult, emotionally abusive relationship and marriage. I mean, they were married for decades and they had children together. And when the children were finally grown and moved out of the house, she kind of said, enough was enough and I need to go. So by the time she had worked with me, she'd already made that decision and done enough healing and done enough therapy and everything else that she was strong enough to do that. However, her ex-husband's energy kind of haunted her. You know, his voice kept echoing in her head, the things he would say, the guilt that she would feel because he always made her feel, you know, very small and disempowered. Oh. And so even though sometimes we take the steps, the physical steps to change our life, if we don't transmute the energetic baggage from that, it can keep bringing us down. And she was blessed enough, she actually reconnected with an old high school flame of hers, and she was in a new relationship. But even that new relationship was challenging because of what she was carrying. And so we did many sessions together and working with that energy so that it wasn't something that was just kind of like, oh, okay, I'm just not going to think about him anymore. Because it doesn't really work. It was still like it would flare up at unexpected times, right? Something would be said or something would happen that would re-trigger that whole, whatever feeling she would have when she was in that really difficult marriage. And so we did shamanic journeys. We worked with how do we transmute his energy so that we're not just kind of trying to shove it aside. It is so that it can be gone. That she doesn't have to carry his negativity, you know, the way he brought her down, the way he made her feel horrible about herself, that energy could be totally removed. And, you know, it's too long to maybe explain all the different techniques that were used, but there was a variety of energetic techniques that we did. You know, we did shamanic journeys and we created a vortex to let the energies like go into a, you know, a higher vibrational state. And without getting too technical about it, the point is, like, it worked for her. It worked better than therapy. It worked better than, you know, so many other things that she had done. And now she is finally at a point with her new relationship. She can enjoy it. She doesn't have that weight with her. And so to me, it's a wonderful example of this is meant to be practical, to help your life be better now. And because I think sometimes people think of a shamanic journey as, oh, that might be cool. You know, maybe I'll meet a spirit animal and that'll be fun. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel very practical to them. And I have to explain to people, this is practical. This is real. This allows you to be lighter, to be more authentic. And, you know, going back to what you asked before of like, what do I feel like the theme for 2022 is? I feel it's authenticity.
Yeah.
It's listening to your own heart guidance. And like you said, I'm a guide. I love to help guide people to find their true authenticity. But I'm not here to, you know, dictate to people what to do or anything like that. That's not, in my opinion, a true guide's role. It's how do you learn to listen to your heart, to your own spiritual guidance? But to do that, we have to get the interferences out of the way. We have to transmute the old stuff because the old stuff will keep you locked in those old repetitive patterns and you won't be able to hear that voice of your heart or that voice of spirit if too much of that garbage is in the way.
You know, here, let me give you a practical a matchup to your example, because we get asked this a lot. You know, we get asked, why do I need your coaching help? Or And the greatest coaches in the world, and I'm talking sports and anything, right? Let's just say the greatest coaches in the world, the greatest practitioners in the world, have always started from the very beginning when they take somebody on, whether it's a 13-year-old potential football star or tennis player, it doesn't matter. They do this without saying it. They do an assessment. And they have within them the knowledge to know that this person has something within them for that thing. See, I believe everybody has it within them to do whatever it is they're called to do. I will never be a great tennis player, but I'm a really good ping pong player. But what happens with that is that you probably can excel by yourself. But then you have to ask your question, would I be able to really get to where I want to go? Even more so, maybe easier, if I had somebody that could be my partner in this. And I've learned this. And that's why for us, you know, we're looking at 2022 is to provide support for people. And I don't know the details of that now. But the example that you gave, maybe we could get to things ourselves. But man, it may take a decade. And I don't know about you, but I don't want it to take a decade. Don't you find that part of the transmutation process that you use and the work that you do, doesn't it speed things up? That's why we call it transmutation time.
Absolutely. It is one of the fastest and most efficient ways of healing that I found. And that's why I love to use it. And absolutely, you can do a lot on your own. It just takes a little longer, sometimes a lot longer, like you said, years, decades. And the problem sometimes with doing it on your own too is you don't realize that you're stuck sometimes in your own mindset, in your own way of thinking, in your patterns, because they're normal to you. And sometimes it takes an outside guide or coach to say, wait, this doesn't have to be this way. You know, this doesn't have to feel this way. Let me help you see what you haven't been able to see. And to me, that's a good guide or a coach points out, you know, the things we hide from ourselves, and we all do it. And the ego mind is very tricky at, you know, having us be blind to some of our own stuff. And so a guide is able to kind of remove those blinders for you, you know, and give you feedback and say, hey, have you notice this tendency in yourself? You know, have you looked at this piece of your life? And sometimes we avoid it because it is painful and difficult, right? And it's nice to have someone bring in a complete energetic space of unconditional love, non-judgment, so that whatever is coming up for healing, you know you're not alone as you're doing it. And that is profoundly powerful too.
Yeah, I love this. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about a process of transmutation that all of us are familiar with. And we're going to talk about what is in our hearts, what has been happening that may have crusted your heart over, may have put a layer around it, and what can you do to melt that away? What can you do? The most interesting conversation I ever heard between a father and a son was during a Superman movie, when Superman went to some foreign place, stuck his hand in a rock, came out, and crushed whatever was in there into a diamond for Lois Lane. The most interesting conversation I had ever heard about that transmutation between a father and a son, and the son trying to figure out how he could do the same thing. It was one of the most interesting conversations that took an hour to explain to this young boy. And all the dad had to do is find out what was so important to this young person about that transmutation. See, this is what we don't uncover, which Kelly Kay does. Why did that boy want to have that diamond? And could the father have saved an hour of time and ended up just saying, because? Could he have saved that time if he did what Kelly Kay does? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story's about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. You are listening to Transmutation Time with Kelly Kay, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, and with me, Dr. Pat. Before we go on, because we're about to share some things to really help people right now. How do people find out more about you, about what you do, and how do they schedule time with you?
Yeah, if you go through my website, enlightenedmedicine.com, I have an online form that you can submit your email and I can contact you, because I love to do one-on-one sessions. I love to do tailored work with people. You know, there's a lot of generic stuff online, which is a great starting point to begin to work with energy. But often we need something that's specific for what are we going through, you know, in our life right now. And so I really love the one-on-one work, seeing what is it that each person needs and being able to offer that. And yes, please reach out if you would love to schedule a session with me. I would love it too. And, you know, going from there, I want to let everyone know, going back to what you were saying earlier about, you know, is it possible for anyone to do this work? You know, kind of the analogy of maybe we won't all be tennis stars, but I really do, I want to emphasize, I do think it's possible for anyone, you know, with the right guide, with enough, mm-hmm. you know, commitment to do the healing work. And the commitment is really the important thing, the intention, to be willing to say, yes, it's time to change. I am ready to change. Let's do this. That is all it takes. If we're shut down, if we're saying no, not yet, that, you know, that's your free will, but it's not going to work as well. But once you really take that step to say, Yes, it's time. Like we said earlier, the time is now. I'm ready to do this transmutation work. I'm ready to heal. That's enough. And then you will find a way to do that. So I want everyone to really know that. And yeah, there's a specific example that I would love to give here around how can transmutation, you know, help us to shift? What's a visual that we can use with this? And because a common wound, for example, is wounds of the heart. You know, we've all had heartbreak of some kind, whether it's romantic or family members that have let us down. I mean, I have some clients right now that are estranged from their own children, which to me is heartbreaking. I have two children, and I can't imagine what that would feel like to, you know, not have contact with your own children sometimes for years at a time. And so we all have these wounds. And if we don't address it, we can build up walls around, we can, in a way, it's almost like ice can form around the heart chakra a bit, where we say, you know what, it's too risky to let love in. I'm afraid to really open my heart because of that risk of getting hurt. But when we do that, we also stop the joy. You know, we stop the potential of us feeling alive again, feeling the joy of connection with the right people that might be wanting to come into our life. And so this healing of the heart is one of the most important things that needs to be done. And when I look, you know, kind of using my third eye energetically at people's heart chakras, I do see that metaphorically a lot. I see, you know, walls that have been put up. I see kind of layers of ice. And so what is transmutation with that? Well, you can bring in the opposite energy to help like melt it away. So if it's ice that has formed around the heart chakra, so to speak, where people, you know, and you can feel it. Some people even know it about themselves. They're like, I feel like I've gotten kind of cold or bitter, you know, because I've been hurt too much. It's like on some level they know it. And even the languaging that we use in our English language, right? Like you meet someone and you're like, I don't know, they kind of felt a little cold to me. That is often a person who they have that barrier, but underneath that barrier, there's still love and there's still light within that heart. They just have learned how to not show it to people. So if we bring in the energy of warmth, and you can do this shamanically by connecting in to, for example, the energy of like the sun, feeling the warmth of the sunshine. And this, everything is metaphorical and it speaks on different layers, right? So the sun is the center of what gives us light on this planet. It provides all the warmth, all the light that we need to live for us, the plants that are here. The sun is crucial, right, to our life and enjoying life on this planet. So when we invite the energy of the sun into that heart that might have some layers of ice around it, that ice starts to melt. And it is something that can melt away and become actually something completely different. It can form, for example, maybe a beautiful spring. And so it turns from solid into a liquid that is now beneficial. So at first it was something that was blocking. And shamanically, we want to not just, like I said, make it go away. We could just knock down the wall of ice and that would be better than nothing. But what's even one step better than that is to say, you know what, we want to use that energy, that because it takes energy to block off people, actually. And that it can be very draining. So when people say, you know, I feel tired, I feel exhausted, and they don't know why, often they're using so much of their energy just to put up these shields or to shield themselves from their past traumas that they haven't fully transmuted yet. When you're not using your chi to sustain those walls, oh, now all of a sudden that energy can be used for other things, right? And that's the spring. So that water, now the ice melts into water. It can turn into a beautiful, lush, bubbling spring that now feeds your heart chakra, right? Mm-hmm. And you can create an energetic garden that is beautiful, that invites love, it invites the right people into your world that you can trust opening up your heart to, because humans are meant to connect with each other. And with COVID, it has been harder, and a lot of people have been feeling that loneliness, but we can do what we can to, you know, if our heart is closed off with ice, it's going to make it even that much harder to connect to others, yeah. Right? And when the heart is warm again, and we say, okay, universe, bring us people that also have this warmth, they have this joy in their heart, that's who I want to be friends with, that's who I want a romantic relationship with, then the law of attraction starts to work, and then you can connect with those people. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
And you know, what you're really describing is, you know, for me, what I think about is we are in total control of shifting that energy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't think we are.
Yes, right. Absolutely. And again, you know, to me, that's where the guide comes in to just show you, to say, you know what, I feel like you may have built up some walls of ice here, because mm-hmm. you may not have even realized that you've done it. It was an automatic defense to something that happened in your past where you felt unsafe. And so that's okay. And you don't want to judge yourself about that. Maybe for a while in your life, you did need some walls and, you know, that protected you. But now you're older and you have more capacity maybe to have discernment of who to let into your heart and who to say, eh, no, it's not a match. That's okay. Right. And so you're able to be, you know, mature enough, like you said, to say, okay, you know what? I want to let those barriers down. I'm choosing. I can do this. And so to me, a true, you know, energetic shamanic session, it's a partnership between me and the person, and that person being willing to say, yes, it's time. Let's yeah. melt down these walls, you know, and again, it's me guiding them to see it, to say, yep, are you ready? Okay, I'm going to help you with this. But really, it is. It's the person that I'm working with that's doing the work and deciding, I want to live a different way. I want to feel a different way. And that is so empowering for us yeah. to remember that.
I think one of the things I've heard you talk about, or I know you're talking about here today, is this idea of, you know, seeds that burst. It's such a visual example. You know, you get these little seeds and they're hard. They're really hard shelled on the outside. And, you know, you're told, take the seeds, put them in the ground and do two simple things. And you're thinking to yourself, that is not possible. Nothing can burst out of that seed. Mm-hmm. It's like as hard as could be. Nothing is going to be able to come through that and search of the light. And then it does. And I think part of what you're saying is that we see these things happen all around us, you know, whether it's throwing a piece of wood in a fire. All of this lends itself to the same power of transmutation to heal our wounds. And I think that's part of what you do to help people, you know, start that process, right? Absolutely. Of healing.
Yeah, and I love that you brought up the seeds, because we can actually fold that into, I'd love to guide people through, you know, a quick meditation here that we're going to be able to transmute old stuff that we're ready to let go from the previous year, from 2021, and then let's plant some seeds for 2022. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right, I love it. So if you are, you know, listening at home and you have the ability to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, connect to source, connect to your heart center. And we're going to bring in one of my favorite transmutation tools, which is the violet flame. And the violet flame, if you are visual, you may see it as this beautiful kind of sparkling purple color. And if you're not visual, that's okay. Maybe you'll just more feel it. As it's almost like a whirlpool kind of energy, a vortex. It spins, this flame, and it has the ability to transmute, which is to like turn it, you know, into light, into warmth, anything that you throw into that fire. So the fire is one of the most powerful transmutation tools, because as you said, you take something that is solid, you take a log of wood, you throw it into the fire, it becomes light, it becomes warmth. that is completely different. It's alchemy. And so each of you listening, take a moment and decide, what are those things that you want to throw into the fire from 2021? It can be old habits, old ways of being that no longer serve your highest good, emotions that you're carrying from, you know, past events that no longer seem to be yours to carry, stresses, worries, anything that feels like it's keeping you out of your heart alignment. And the heart alignment is one of love and compassion and peace. And so as you're gathering this energetic wood, so to speak, you know, all the brambly stuff, all the weeds, all the stuff that you want to say, nope, it's time to let it go. I want you to take all of that, gather it in your arms, gather all of it up. It can be big, 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 you know, your arms can be as wide as they need to be energetically to hold all of this, and throw it into the violet flame and watch it burst into light. And that's the beauty of transmutation. It turns into light. It turns into warmth. It turns into something that actually supports you. And as the violet flame gets brighter, you feel protected and uplifted. And this warmth starts to make you glow. It raises your vibration. You feel brighter. You feel lighter. And as you look around and you notice that you've cleared away all of these brambly pieces of wood and the weeds and all that is cleared away, now suddenly there is space for some seeds to grow. Because it is hard for seeds to grow when the ground is covered with weeds and old sticks and things, right? So we need to transmute first. Then we can manifest and we can create something even better within ourselves. And so we're going to take now the energy of the seed, and this is a positive manifestation kind of transmutation, right? Where the seed can turn into a beautiful flower, can turn into a beautiful tree, whatever you want it to be. And this will represent your goals, your dreams, what you feel like is ready to manifest for you in 2022, your light, your soul purpose, right? All of this can be represented. Put all of that into the seed. And imagine that you're holding these seeds lovingly in the palms of your hands, and you're blessing them, not just for you, but for all, for everyone connected to you who will feel your light, your compassion, your love, your authenticity. And so this is a collective manifestation that goes outwards to benefit everyone that wants to receive that energy. And allow yourself to lovingly plant them in the soil. And then shamanically, we can bring in nourishment. We can bring in, you know, some gentle rains to support this growth within you. And allow that to nourish the seeds, to break down, like you said, that hard shell that sometimes is around them, to soften them. And energetically, what we're doing as we're watering them is we're saying, I believe in you. I trust that this manifestation is real. It's happening. I'm nourishing it. And for you in this day-to-day life, this might be following through on some of your goals, taking little steps towards whatever it is that you're being called to do on a soul level, taking action, watering it, watering that dream every day, just a little bit more and a little bit more. And at first, sometimes it doesn't seem like anything is happening. And that's where a lot of people give up. And they say, oh, never mind. I guess maybe I wasn't supposed to have that dream come true. But no, we just have to be a little more patient. Keep watering it. Keep trusting. And with enough time and dedication, that seed will sprout. And it will grow and it will blossom. And once it starts, I mean, then it often happens very fast, right? It's that beginning stage where it's in the seed and it's, you know, in the dark under the earth. That's when, yeah, most people, they say, oh, never mind. It's not working. I guess, you know, this isn't right for me. But once you see that little sprout, then people are motivated and it's reinforced. And then often, right, it grows really, really quickly for people. And so whatever that dream is for you, I'm holding space that that can be nourished, it can blossom, it can bear fruit, and it can benefit you and everyone connected to you.
What I love about that, and thank you so much for sharing that. That was really beautiful. You know, it was it's really transpersonal in so many ways. And you know, one of the things I was really struck by as you were guiding us through that was how quickly we could move along the energetic framework of transmutation. Because if you're holding the thought of the seed in growth and not the seed in the dark or not the limitation of that, if you hold that with the faith and the belief that what you planted is already done, it's already in process. The minute you put it in the ground, right. It's already, you've already started it. And sometimes we say sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but we always get there.
Right. Absolutely. And if you're growing a big oak tree, it's going to be a little slower, but you're going to get a big oak tree at the end of it. Right. So yeah, kind of the bigger the dream, the longer it might take some time. But even then, the energies that are available to us now, it's different than it was 20 years ago. And you know, you're older than I am, and I'm sure you've seen this happening. Things are accelerating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things that used to take people years to work through, I see them work through it in a month. I mean, it's incredible to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, we don't have to put limitations on the timing here, because I feel like there's an opening energetically for people that are ready to say, okay, we really need to, you know, we need to work through this stuff in our past. We can't let us hold it, you know, can't let it hold us back anymore. It's time. And the universe is saying, okay, then we're going to support it. You know, like this, and this is available to anyone. And that's why at the beginning too, I said, you know, I feel really strongly right now that people are being called to say, yes, this is important. I'm committing to it. Let's do it. There's no better time than now to put your healing, put your spiritual path as your priority in your life. And if you choose to do that with me, great. If you choose to do it with someone else, that's fine. But I invite all of you to really make that one of your goals if it calls to you.
And I got to tell you, that was my number one epiphany. Jessica and I had a conversation a couple of days ago, and, you know, we both came to the same epiphany. We understand completely what the energy of doubt looks like. And there's nothing more toxic and intoxicating as the energy of doubt, because doubt becomes your self-fulfilling prophecy on how to argue with your limitations. That's what that doubt has one role. That is to make sure you stay in play with arguing for your limitations. But the minute that you can see it and recognize it, we can do exactly what you just described in the show. Now, I will tell you, for me, I have some tools today that move me very quickly out of it. But I've stayed in doubt for decades. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that I'd rather do it your way. Kelly Kay, thank you so much for today. Please tell people how they can find out more about you and how they can work with you. And thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You can visit my website, enlightenmedicine.com. You can call, my phone number is 773-682-7124. And I'm happy to connect with you. Like I said, the one-on-one is my favorite. There's a time and place for group work, and there's a time and a place for pre-recorded meditations. But if you're really wanting to know more about yourself, right, where are you stuck? It's going to be different than the next person. And you need that kind of individual one-on-one work, in my opinion. And so, yeah, absolutely reach out to me if you're ready for that kind of work. Thank you for listening to Kelly Kay and Dr. Pat on Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life. Showing up to life in a healed, present way is the best gift we can give ourselves. Healing creates smoother family dynamics, better professional opportunities, and an easier time in romantic relationships. So, what are we waiting for? Learn more about Kelly and what she does by visiting enlightenedmedicine.com. Don't forget to tune in next time on transformationtalkradio.com to turn your trauma into transcendence.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.